My name is Mary J. Murphy. I work as a writer and researcher. I'm very interested in local history and heritage, particularly aspects of that in the Carlistran Nakma hinterland, which is where we in fact live. For this project, I'm going to touch on aspects of the lives of Ivo Flaherty from Carlistran and Michael McHugh from Carlistran. They were born within a year of each other, Eva in 1874, Michael in 1873. She was born to landed gentry. He was born into the postal service in Carlistran. Both, although born in North Galway and Carlistran, were involved in Dublin during Easter Week in the Rising. Ivo Flaherty's story is nothing less than remarkable. She is the subject of my second book. It's called Ackles Ivo Flaherty, Forgotten Island Heroine, because although born in Carlistran, she ran a knitting factory on Ackle Island for 50 years and knew Graham Greene and Derek Hale, and the great and the good really came to her door in Ackle for years. But stepping back to her Carlistran beginnings with relevance to 1916, she came from a very nationalistic family. Following her schooling in Mount Danville and Alexandra Colleges in Dublin, she went to Paris, where she studied millinery. And then she opened a hat emporium in a very swish part of London. And in tandem with all of that, what you might call fripperies, she was also a serious intellectual, a reader, and very interested in politics through her O'Gorman mother and her O'Flaherty father, Martin O'Flaherty. He was a very important young Irelander. He was one of the defenders for John Mitchell during his 1848 treason felony trial. Eva, to cut a very long story short, found her way back in Dublin via Paris and London, back in Dublin in 1914, whereupon she turns up in Cumann na Mban with Louise Gavan Duffy and the original founders of the Cumann na Mban. The nuisance of it all is that we know just enough to be tantalised by Eva's 1916 involvements, and what we know from her private nurse who was with her for 6 months before she died, which is when Eva did all of her talking about Sean McDermott, who was a particularly good friend of hers and whom she knew very, very well. And we know then from that Eva, highborn and all as she was not afraid to hop up on a bicycle and act as a courier of some description in and around the GPO, which people will know is where Sean McDermott was based during the Rising. She was delivering messages of some description. She may have been one of the 16 so-called basket women who carried messages in the baskets of their bicycles, prompted by a call from Sirka McMahon and Kathleen Clark. Tom Clark, I believe, asked them to get a group of trustworthy women for bringing messages to and fro, because it's so hard to imagine now these days of iPods and mobile phones and whatnot that, you know, getting messages from A to B was no small thing. During a Rising, you just cut the telephone wire, that's it, no more communication. So these basket women, of whom Eva may have been one, were extremely important. And some of them have, a lot of them have been forgotten, they just fell through the cracks of history. But we're here today to remember people like Eva O'Flaherty, who was pivotally involved. And we know that she kept up her friendships with a lot of these Cumann na Mban people during the years, because other people who minded her in Ackle recall her getting regular letters from Dr. Kathleen Lynn, Kathleen Clark, wife of Tom Clark, Maura Comerford, a really famous Cumann na Mban woman who I'd say raised hell and caused havoc everywhere she went, and that's no bad thing sometimes, and people like Anita McMahon. Eva also knew Countess Markovitch and Maud Gonne during her time in Paris. So although her history, it's elusive and shadowy and very hard to draw back precisely her involvement in many aspects of her life, because she didn't marry, she didn't have a family, so until we tripped across her story accidentally a few years ago, her life had in fact been forgotten. But it certainly was of some significance at the time in Easter Week in 1916 in and around the GPO in Dublin.